Hello and welcome. You are listening to Dan Abernathy, CHOOL, The Cool Cast. Brought to you from the Cool Bus, a 1991 international school bus converted, the one that I peruse the back roads and byways with, looking for adventures and whatever comes my way.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and butts and explode into space.
Think hard, it's all about freedom. If you're not happy with your life, do something to change it, man. Find the joy in each and every day, and do it now because we never know when tomorrow is not going to be here. Last week, one of the grandest men I have ever known walked on. A friend that I loved with no hesitations or conditions. I met Russ while I was going through Reiki training, and a more magnificent person you could never hope of meeting. Every morning, Russ would sit in the dark with his bowl of names and send them prayers of love and light and Reiki. You might not know you were in his bowl, but you can bet that if there was something shaking the foundation in your world and Russ knew about it, you were in his bowl. He was there for so many. I have never known a man with a heart like Russ. A man that will give first before any worry of why. I myself am a much richer person for having crossed paths with you, Russ. And as we spoke just a few short weeks ago, I will proudly hold your torch of peace and because of the things that you have gifted me, will never let the flame flicker. Rest in peace, my dear friend. Loss is just about the hardest life obstacle to maneuver. And as I realize that I have more years behind me than in front of me, I say to self, live. Live life with the grandest theme that you can endure, and whatever you do, stop procrastinating and do it now. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Live for today, because we do not know for sure there will be a tomorrow. Russ loved life more than that. His way of being his religion was Reiki and the river. So this one's for you, Russ, and I defy anyone listening to keep your foot still on this tune.
Flip-flop me, mom, wham, bam, bling a man. Bob, wham, bam, thinking, ma'am, gong, gong, really wonk, ting, tang, bing, bang, hot stuff, show, not what, baba, leave a lapper, what, baba, leave a lapper, hot, papa, leave a lapper, don't.
Bariba, thought the mama, mama, believe it, mama, 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 believe it, mama. Hey, 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 gong, gong, willy wonk, gong, gong, a gong, gong, willy wonk, a gong, gong, a ting, tang, bing, bang, hot stuff. Hey, 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 hey vale de con gang que con que está hacen hazun te te ha con que tanto que ha un cante un cante ten con un cante un cante que can put walk my baby down he baba diva mama diva mama diva he got pop pop a big pop hip hop beat flop deep flop hey bunny we got a bit I think you make Mama liebe, Mama liebe, Mama liebe, la. Mama liebe, Mama liebe, Mama liebe, la.
Into the realm of poetry, the oral art of the spoken word. This is beat type poetry, brought to life with the influence of Brattigan, Bukowski, Henry Miller, Ginsberg, and the people that knew about freedom. They knew about freedom so that it resonated in their words.
Je sens déjà. Tu m'en veux. Un mot de plus et je serai mort. Je le vois bien dans tes yeux bleus. De toute façon, j'ai toujours tort. C'est vrai qu'une fois, j'ai pris le mauvais chemin. C'est vrai qu'une fois, je t'ai fait de la peine.
Mais ce soir, crois-moi. To fool the fools. Standing in front of a chipped and stained porcelain sink, crumbled brown paper towels scattered across the floor like wilted and discarded flowers. Vibrant graffiti and gang tags sprayed across the walls, I stare into a dingy and cracked blood-splattered mirror in an overused public restroom. The heat of summer turns the smoldering room temperature and air to a putrid ammonia and a scorching mildewed stench. I take a long, deep look into the person I see standing there. I look like I know something, but all I can see, all I can know, is a lie. A colossal fabrication used to fool the fools. My tattoo. My dad came and saw me last night. We were at a small family gathering. Like all of them, this one held no difference. Lots of food, family gossip, and laughter. My dad had never looked at my tattoo before, so I pulled off my shirt and revealed my arm. This is a tribute to you and Uncle Lowell, I told him. See the anchor? Like the one you had on your arm. Being influenced with a contemporary sway to art, I had the octopus hold it so it will never be dropped. See this banner here? It says Bill. That would be for you, Dad. The banner on the back of my arm says Lowell. This is when my dad took a deep breath. I watch his eyes glass over, fill with emotions, and spill. It's all about you and Uncle Lowell. No one has ever really done much for your brother. I wish that I could have met him. You told me all they ever found of the bomber after it was shot down was the tail section. This is it here, sitting on the ocean floor. See the numbers on the tail section? Dad, that's the date you died. I hope all you poetry buffs and beat lovers enjoy the oral art of the spoken word. If you have some audio recordings, would like to send them in to me, I'll give them a listen. The CoolCast is being sponsored by Sellers Real Estate. If you need a real estate agent, why not get one with old-fashioned business ethics and one that will really work hard for you? Sellers Real Estate is committed to offering each client the highest quality of service and care. They may not be the biggest real estate office in Western Wyoming, but they pride themselves on providing exceptional service to all of their clients. Give them a call at 307-276-7735. You can find them online at www.sellersrealestatellc.com, or you can also find a link on contributechaos.com. Give them a call. Contact Terry. Let him know that you heard it from the Cool Cast. One of the greatest things about this podcast and being actually is conversations. I love to have conversations with people that I know, people that I don't know, and the people that I am going to know. A very, very dear friend, Carrie Cross, with me today. The first time I met Carrie, she walked into the Rock Rabbit, walked across the floor, walked into my heart, and there she has sat ever since. Carrie's just returned from India on her second trip there, just to go forward more with her spiritual awakening and the things that make her who she is. So this is going to be a fantastic story. Knowing her like I do, I have no idea where it's going, but let's start going and make it go someplace. Carrie, thank you so much for being here.
Awesome, Dan. It's really good to be sitting with you. Thank you for inviting
me. So you got to tell me now, this is the second trip he was there. The first time he was there for a month, right?
The first time I was there for, it was a month and a half.
And he was there for about a month this time.
I was there for 7 weeks this time.
Give me the highlight. We'll start with the highlight just to get things rolling.
Oh, man, the highlight. It's hard to say what the highlight would be, but overall, encompassing the location is the highlight that brings it. Brings everybody there anyway. It's in a town called Laxmanjula outside of Rishikesh, which is in the foothills of the Himalayas, where the Ganga comes out of the mountains. And the ashram is right on the banks of the Ganga. And our teacher's out of Brazil. And the legacy of the lineage of the ashram sits there, and that's what brings us to. So that is the highlight of being over there. But the work that's involved in the community that it attracts and the people from all over the world. That's just where it begins.
So you're on like a almost like a daily deal.
It's a daily thing.
What do you do when you wake up in the morning?
So Prem Baba is a born Brazilian. He was a Brazilian shaman, and he about 20 years ago made his voyage over to Rishikesh, where he met Maharaj, who was the eldest living saint of that lineage. And through his story, he became now he's a descendant off of that lineage. And so we sit with him every day. He gives public satsang at the ashram every day. So we wake up and, you know, we'll have tea with friends, and then we'll go and we'll sit with him as he shares the message that he shares with the people, and that fits about 300 people in the Sangha Hall. And from the time I was there in 2010, the first time, the Sangha Hall was about half full. And this time there was a line that went and nearly a block out the door, and we had to have registered name tags. And there's armed guards around because the magnitude of people that it's attracting. That's every day we would sit with him and listen to the message that he had to share with people.
And what time did you start? Did something start very early in the morning?
There's music also. So the music starts about an hour before. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, we would go, and then he would come at about 11, and then usually about 12:30 we would leave.
And then what after that?
We would go and sit and have lunch with friends and go bathe in the Ganga daily and go walk around or go travel up into the mountains or go. Yeah, there's different yoga classes or whatnot, but he also has different programs, different work-study programs. That there's a lot of different courses now that are there throughout the season that you can be involved in and take. There's one that's called Map of Life. There's one that's called Welcome to the Heart. He has something that's called the ABCs of Spirituality, and they all are really deep self-acknowledgement and self-work, self-realization work that anywhere from a day to a week to a couple weeks, different work programs. And that's what took me over because I did the ABC 2
over there. Yes. And so you daily bathe in the Ganga?
Almost. Tried to every day. Yeah.
And not by yourself?
Yeah. Sometimes it was by myself, but.
That's almost like a pilgrimage for people to come do that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge, absolutely. There's hundreds of people bathing in it every day. Yeah. So whether you're alone or not, there's always people on the banks doing the same thing from before sunrise to after sunsets.
The atmosphere or the feeling, is it very humbling spiritually?
Filled with love? It's so rich in culture and spirituality and with love. And it really defies the confinement of religion or... it definitely is very, very comfortable. Even though not many people speak English, it's still the relation, like the borders are down, the boundaries are down. You can sit on the banks with Indians and everybody's there for the same thing, for self-realization, to clean their karmic soul, you know, to do better on the path of into the light.
I want to ask too, knowing you, spirituality is from within.
Absolutely.
You know? And, but yet you go to India to, is that just like bringing it, to learn more, obviously, but is it, it has to be like a super recharge too.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Completely. Yeah. My soul was very nourished over there. Both times that I've gone, I've come back very, very different. I feel different, known as a third world country. So what they have there, it's not the same as what we have over here. It's very poor over there. The toilets, the clothes, the shoes, the buildings, everything about it is very different. And so it's very the adjustment that we have to do, washing clothes in buckets. There are no washer and dryers. You know, it's like you're scrubbing them by hand, and the access to or the accessibility to having clean drinking water or to for a toilet to flush or any of the commodities that we have here that we take advantage of, we don't have over there. So it really eliminates a lot of the blessings and the privilege that we do have living in the Americas. And so it really allows to sink deeper into a reality of survival and of questioning existence. And so to go over there and be around people who are so devoted into the spiritual and diving deeper within themselves and navigating and trying to understand, to get a different viewpoint of who we are. The relations with nature and the relations with people are very different. And so when people are in the quest for spirituality and in such a condensed, not only town, but it's a country that's really accentuates the spirituality of many different things. And it feels really good to be around that kind of devotion, whatever path you're coming from.
Yeah. And it, you know, we take our society, our Western society, of materialistic gain. Mm-hmm. That's our proof of achievement and our goals for success.
Yeah.
You know, and when you eliminate that from your day to day life, and that's all the third world countries are like that. Their lives are about living life, mm-hmm. about staying alive, about eating, about their spirituality. They don't care about the latest fashion trend, absolutely. The fanciest car, nothing like that. So they find that purity in there. That must be overwhelming to be part of. The bits and pieces that I've tasted of it in the past has changed me.
Absolutely.
So to go there for over a month and a half, and to live like that, I can see where you come back calm.
Yeah, it feels so good. It's actually more difficult coming back than it is going.
I bet, yeah.
There's a little adjustment, more the first round that I went, so I knew what to expect this second round, and I could hardly wait to get into back in there. But coming back is more difficult because a lot of people don't understand and don't realize how good we do have it here and how much advantage is being taken of not only our connections with people, but with things and material and with the earth and just everything that goes along with it. There's a lot of suffering, and the spirituality isn't as alive and as rich and as sought after as it is there.
Absolutely. Would you go, will you continue to keep going back? And
Often as I possibly can. Yeah. I have every intention to go again as soon as possible.
The people that you met over there, was some of them that you knew from the previous time you were there?
Many. I saw a lot of familiar faces and a lot of friends that I hadn't seen for years. Yeah. And to see their growth, it was just astounding. And it just felt so good to be together again and to reconnect and to really sit together again and to catch up and to share and to continue on the work and on the path together, to, because it's going to take all of us to make change, and it is, and so it's like a little microcosm. But I did meet a lot of people.
Does it matter your religious aspect on life or your spirituality? Does it really matter where you're at here to go there? Will it just enhance everything that you have here? You know, I mean, if you was a Mormon or a witness or a Catholic and a devout one, could you go over there and increase your spirituality and commitment to be some Western denomination?
I think it will really increase the spiritual longing, the spiritual devotion with whatever religion that you're in. There's obviously a spiritual component to that devotion that you have for the unknown, the unseen, but something that's keeping you in that path of devotion with whatever religion you're in. It defies, it's non-denominational.
Yeah.
And so in something like this, it will increase and amplify that devotion, but it will also bring in questions of belief structures,
mm-hmm.
and questioning your own thoughts and theories of why you do the things that you do, why you believe the things that you do, but it will enhance your spiritual devotion to that spirit.
So this wasn't a religious thing?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, it's about love. It's about the quest for deepening your connection with yourself and with the Supreme Creator.
Now, is the religion there, though, is mostly Hindu, right?
Absolutely.
And so is it heavily influenced by Hindu beliefs?
It's heavily influenced. The town, absolutely. All of India is, for sure. So the deities are around, but, you know, it's just as a personal, I guess, observation that God manifests everywhere.
Yeah.
And in everything. And why confine it to one thing? He, with Shiva and Saraswati, these are divine manifestations of God just expressing himself as he expresses through you, as he expresses through me, you know, as he expresses through the rivers and the trees. It's like God is everything. He's the creator of everything. And so that's where the confinements of religion have separated. And so this is something that it's non-denominational. It's bringing everybody is welcome. Just the expression of who you are, and just diving deeper into that.
And so your time spent, because you mentioned you had some solo time with Prem Baba, and so how was that? I mean, this is not the first time it's happened, but
correct. Yeah. No, it's extraordinary. He is known as a saint. He is a living saint on our planet. He is an enlightened spiritual master, and he is really attracting a lot of people. And I have had firsthand experience with it. And I've also seen it with other people that he's really helping them navigate from suffering into joy. He has a few books that he has, a website, there's YouTube videos, there's all kinds of material to be able to listen to what he has to say. And so I did have a personal meeting with him the first time when I was in, well, he originally came into our lives through in Hawaii, and then we went over to India to be with him. And then, being that it was a lot smaller, that we were able to have more time with him. But this time, there was more people. But for some way, that there are some business things that are going on that allowed our meeting to happen, to where he's expanding, his work's expanding, and he needs those that are doing the work to also expand. And so, with the connection, we just kind of gave an update, and he gave me the go to continue on with the work that I'm doing, mm-hmm. and gave the support.
Yeah, I would like to, but not everybody got to speak with him.
No, and actually he had to address the public, and all of his satsangs are recorded live, so you can tune in at any time. They're all recorded on YouTube.
He doesn't speak English, right?
He does not. He speaks a little bit of English, but not enough to convey. So he always has a translator with him, so he does speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
So all of his satsangs are done in Portuguese with an English translator. Mm-hmm. And so this time, there was a lot of questioning and not really sure why he wasn't seeing as many people as he usually does, as well as why he wasn't giving Diksha, which Diksha is a spiritual initiation that if you're ready and you're committing to this path, which is... It's the Satcha means truth, mm-hmm. and so this the ashram is even called Satchadham, and so it's the path of truth. And I took Diksha, I committed my path to the path of absolute truth. Then people are wanting to do it. People are seeing and feeling that there is something to this, and it's really changing people's lives for the better. There's a pure light. There's a pure energy that's involved with it. And
you did that the first time you were there.
I did. Yeah. So he wasn't doing that as much this time. Because the demand is getting bigger. And so even throughout the times that I have been with him and everything that I have heard, he hasn't really said too much about his personal process. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where he did say something about his personal process. And he addressed the whole Sangha Hall, which is about 300 people that can fit, let alone everybody, the thousands of people who tune in live, and let alone the thousands of people who tune in afterward mm-hmm. to watch him. And he had to... state that the reason that he wasn't seeing people and the reason that he wasn't doing Diksha is because he is expanding, like his personal process, he is expanding, and that he cannot take on anymore, that things are really needing to cultivate and to grow in this field right now, and those that are already with him, that he's needing to continue to work with them, so as he expands, that those that are with him can expand, and once things balance out, then he can be able to take on more. But right now, there's major expansion and major changes that are happening, and those that are more tuned in are feeling it, and they are expanding with the energies that are shifting on our planet.
I have to ask you, too, with the fad of, you know, what I call the people now, because we're moving from chaos to anarchy, we have a huge amount of people to go back to Socrates, as they're looking for the philosopher king again. And so it's creating this wave of people that are seeking a higher consciousness, or believe they are. Mm-hmm. But with that, you have the ripple effect of the people that aren't sincere. So, you know, and I don't want to call them phony people, but they're not, you know, they're following a fad. They're not following it from their heart. Was you witness to that? Is the people, just because, you know, it's like the same thing as yoga, you know. The two core and aspects of yoga have changed so much, and that it, you know, it's now really trendy to have the brightest yoga pants, and
sure.
and going to way beyond what yoga was, to the point where people are getting hurt.
Absolutely.
By doing yoga, so that whole same idea is it's losing the core values. Are you witness to that? Did you see people like that there, or?
Not so much there. I do see it. I do see it around, but it's almost kind of like, it's like a tree, the dead leaves fall away.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost kind of like, if you don't get your shit together, you're going to fall.
Right. And you are there, you're at the core of it. So,
yes.
Yeah, you know, so maybe the people get burnt before they get there.
Well, and I've been burnt.
Yeah.
The closer I get, the more you get burnt. But yeah. You know what? It's in that burning, that's what's allowing the things that are no longer serving to fall away, and it's going to bring you closer and closer, but it absolutely requires the self-evaluation and the self-work, or you're going to continue to fall away.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in the flow.
It's hard to fake it once you get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no room for it. There's no time. The path is getting thinner and thinner.
And the reason that thought came into my mind was him not doing that. Maybe I wonder if he's, obviously he's not doing it for the money, you know, and is it, time to be there? I mean, how much does it cost to go?
With the flight and the travel, I mean, of course, obviously, that's all on you. The flight, I don't know, it's $1,000, and, you know, you got to buy your own room, but India is definitely less expensive. But I tell you what, it's like, it's not free.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would anybody expect anything to be free?
Right.
You know, spirituality isn't, but when you want to do the work, when you have the work to put in, when people are putting time in, there, that the money is a spiritual resource. It's like this is, we're in the third dimensional plane here on Earth as in humans, and we have the materialistic qualities that money is a source of movement. And so it does take that, and it is an organization, and it is very clean, and it's run very, very well. And so to do these courses, yeah, you pay, but what you get out of it is priceless.
Right. And it's not, the price isn't a hindrance.
No. You know, it's like, you got to work. Come on, you don't work. That's, I've always been taught that. You don't work, you don't eat.
Right. If you want to do it, you can do it. You don't have to, it's not set up for a certain income to come there. Anybody can do it if they want to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So then what about the evenings and stuff that when you're, what goes on in the evening?
In the evening, the Awake and Love Band, the band, the music, the musicians that we get together again and around 4 or 5, and they play for about an hour, and it's like kirtan style, so there's a call and response. They'll sing and we sing back to them, but there's also yoga in the morning and yoga at night. Mm-hmm.
So tell me more. What would you say to somebody that's on the cusp of doing this? What would you say to them to enlighten them or to reassure them that this is the thing to do?
I just feel that if there's even that spark of interest or curiosity to go to dive deeper, to educate yourself, to tune in, to listen to things, read material, to get more information, and if it feels good, keep going, and if it doesn't, don't. You know, that's what it's, follow your joy. It's follow what brings you happiness. And that's what's going to continue on the path to continue to bring happiness. Ultimately, we all want happiness. Mm-hmm. We all want love. We all want to feel good. And so do that. If you're called to learn more, do it. Go for it. And if it doesn't, then it's not. And that's okay too. Everybody each has their own. And this is just something that has been for me. And it has been a huge blessing. And it's getting stronger and stronger. And one of the things that that really came through on that journey was understanding the importance of silence, and how in cultivating the silence, it really helps with the inner state of being calm, where if you're not calm on the inside, things can tend to be a little chaotic on the outside. And so to be able to be alone and sit alone and be with yourself is one of the most important things that you can do, and everything will come from there.
That's the first element of the essential way, calmness.
Yeah.
You have to have the calmness. But you don't have to go there for 7 weeks either.
I mean, not at all.
You can go, you go there for the length of time you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For me, it's the more I can go, the better. But if I can only go for a week, I'll go for a week.
Right. Yeah. And is it something that you could do, or you think a lot of the people that you knew there, they're doing like almost yearly, they're going back?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know a lot of people who go every season, but he does a season down in Brazil. He's in Spain and Portugal right now. And he comes to the U.S. a couple times. Like, he is going to be in the U.S. in September. Mm-hmm. And I think that he'll be back again next September or next summer.
Where is he going to be at
September? He's going to be at Bhakti Fest. He'll go to Bhakti Fest again. And then he'll be in Sedona.
I didn't realize he was going to be there.
Yeah, it's
going to
be huge.
I just happened to be there. We're going to be there.
Huge.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and he has a lot of things going in Brazil and in Germany, and so there's a lot of resources. There's a lot of information. Go to SRIPREMBABA.org, and there's book references and YouTube videos and all kinds of information to get more info.
Cool. So what about Carrie that's in Wyoming? I'm a massage therapist.
Yep.
And I can't never remember the style you do.
The modality is ashiatsu, so it's foot therapy, where I use my feet, foot pressure, and I do traditional treatment and trauma work.
Did you step right back? Have you been back, what, a week?
Three
weeks already?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you step right back in with your clients?
It took me about a week. Yeah. I'm still integrating. And I think it's always like that when such deep change happens that it takes a while. But it's just a reintegration. And yeah, I stepped back in pretty soon with working with massage therapy, and I love it. And this community is wonderful. So it's, yeah.
So tell me about the future now. Where are you? give me you don't have to tell me about the future. Give me a spark of where the future may lie.
Okay. Well, a lot of it is unknown. And I wish that I did know more. But for the more immediate future, like we have our rendezvous coming up, and I am the founder of a nonprofit, Six Degrees of Unity, that it is an event production company that started years ago in San Francisco in 2007, and that it just recently became an approved nonprofit organization out of Pinedale, Wyoming. And Superman, who is a Native American hip-hop artist out of Montana, is going to be coming and joining us and going to be playing his music in the park. And there's talk of doing like a small tour next summer, and I just, to really enjoy the mountains in Wyoming and really be present in the time and the space that I'm here now, and do what I can for our community now, because I'm not sure what.
Yeah, how is your kids?
They're awesome. They're very connected with me, and it was a little struggle for my little one at first. For the first 2 weeks, it was a little shock because I had never been gone for that long by any means. But I got to FaceTime with them almost every day, and they're good. They're really good, and they're even better now, and they've grown, and that stretch was super good for mom, and so therefore it feeds them, and it's better than it's ever been.
Do you teach them the things that you
I do. Yeah, they're exposed to it very much in our household. And when I watch stuff on the YouTube or watch stuff on TV, they're there. They listen to the same music I do. And they're around it. They know who he is only through like the videos and whatnot. But I do intend to take them to Bhakti in Sedona.
So what's Sedona? That's right after it?
Yep. He's going to be in Sedona September 18th. Okay. So Bhakti September 12th through the 16th.
Right.
And then Sedona, he's just going to give one public satsang on the 18th. And so tune in, baby.
It's amazing. I'll be with you.
Maybe you want to journey with us to Sedona
too. There you go. That'd be cool. So, what else can you give us to enlighten everybody? Teach us something.
As much as I can right now that it feels, but what just the words of encouragement is just to really tune into to what feels good, what brings you joy. And that's what we're here for, is to find what brings us joy, to bring forth like our gifts and our talents. And that's the play. That's how God wants to manifest through you.
Right.
So if it feels good, and if it, do no harm.
So the whole age-old thing of, the meaning of life, and I say the meaning of life is happiness.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy, get happy.
Yeah.
We spend so much of our time living at home with a family or whatever, and then the other half is at work. And so many people work at a job that they don't like. Mm-hmm. So why would you spend half of your awake time doing something that you do not like? So my motto, my theory, is if you don't like your job, and quit.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's a price you pay for everything.
Yeah. It's the conditionings of what we've been led to believe.
And we need to lose all this materialistic gain, this idea of the those that have the most are the best. That's not the way it is, And so I believe that. Of course, you're also looking at somebody that loves living in a bus and hasn't had a conventional job since 1989. Nice. But I love the glow you have about you. You're just, it's absolutely amazing. So I can't think of anything to go beyond where we're at. So.
Yeah, and one of the main things that I learned along the way, and I actually learned it on one of the most, in the Best Beaches magazine or whatever, it's the most beautiful paradise, right? I was at that beach in Kailua on Oahu. And it's where I learned that paradise is not on the outside. And I soon came back to the mainland, and paradise is not on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go within. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
We're good.
Yeah.
What a wonderful conversation with Carrie Cross, a lady that has nothing but kindness and compassion, a person that only wishes to share, to teach, and in her hopes, make the world a better place. So that's the end of the third issue. I want to thank everybody for finding me, tuning in, listening to us. Hopefully you've heard a message that Carrie was trying to relay to everyone, not just the people around her, but the world in general. It's a true message that absolutely needs to be followed. I also want to thank my sponsors. I've got a couple really cool sponsors. Sellers Real Estate, thank you so much for supporting the Coolcast, the newsletter, and even just keeping gas in the cool bus so we can travel around finding stories and new things to put into these publications. I want to thank Jeannie Henderson for her donation. She went to the donate button and didn't advertise or anything. She just hit donate. So that's always wonderful to do. And until next time, when we've got another great story lined up for you.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.